Chapter 50. Celeste was telling Ron the story of the policies and procedure book as they cleaned up after dinner when the phone rang. "Ron, this is Sandy Hums. Congratulations. We'd like to offer you the position as a Director of Instructional Services for the Middle Hills Regional School District." Ron could hear the pride in Sandy's voice as she announced the title. It had been her title. She wanted to make very sure her replacement was someone that she could trust and respect. They would be working together, and McTavish had told her that this appointment would be her most difficult and important. She had taken her time and cleared the director's calendar for the remainder of the school year, with the exception of the budget. She had completed all of the observations and evaluations. He would have 2 months to get his footing. Ron was startled. He thought he had done well, but expected there to be at least one more round of interviews. "Thank you, Sandy. Wow, that's wonderful." He didn't know what else to say. He felt the cold rush of adrenaline wash through him. This was all of a sudden very real. "When would you like to come in and sign contracts?" said Sandy. "I'm working until 10:30 tomorrow night," said Ron. "Can we do it on Friday? I'll take a personal day, and I can come by to see you in the morning." Sandy smiled. He was showing loyalty to his current position. He wanted the day to let them know. She would be very much the same. Sandy gave Ron his first piece of advice from her. "Don't give notice until after you've signed your contract here." Ron smiled as well. "I understand. That was nice of you. What time would be good on Friday?" "Why don't you sleep in and get here around 9 o'clock? She was not going to tell him that she began her day at that time. "That's perfect," said Ron. "I'll see you then." Celeste had finished in the kitchen. Their dinner cleanup was a ritual that Ron insisted upon, and she had come to love. She could honestly say that he had never once finished his dinner and walked away from the table. Marjorie had trained him well. Celeste was smiling. "You got the job, didn't you?" Ron nodded. He was just standing there, still holding the phone. "Boy, do we have to talk," he said. "Let me fix you a drink," said Celeste. Ron nodded again and put down the phone. He walked into the living room. She mixed him a rum and coke. Celeste heard Jackson Brown singing the first lines of "My Opening Farewell" as she went into the living room. She knew this about him now. He needed to curl up into himself, into music, and think before he would be ready to speak. She used to think of it as him shutting her out. Now she just thought of it as his process. This part of it had no room for anyone else. This was not an easy lesson for Celeste to learn, but it was an important one. For some reason, she remembered telling Marjorie that she had trained him well about dinner. Marjorie had scoffed at her. He didn't need to be trained to do that. When the song ended, he pressed the mute button so no more songs could be heard. Celeste did not like that. There had been times when he got annoyed and just unmuted the stereo and it blared into the middle of a song when he didn't want to talk anymore. That always caused an argument. "Can we just turn that thing off?" said Celeste. Ron got up and clicked off his iPod. "What do you think I should do?" Celeste shook her head. "I'm not going to tell you what I think you should do. How long do you have to make the decision?" Ron was serious now, in vice principal mode again. "I want to know what I am doing by tomorrow," he said. "Okay," said Celeste, "but that wasn't my question." "I'm supposed to sign the contracts on Friday," said Ron. for September?" said Celeste. "No. They want me to start as soon as I can get out of my contract," said Ron. There was a perplexed tone in his voice. "They aren't going to let you finish the year?" "They want me now." Danger signs blinked on and off for Celeste. That could keep him from doing it. He would see it almost as bad as leaving his team in the middle of the season. She had watched in disbelief as he hobbled through a football season in an immobilizer because he would not consider surgery during a season. This was the insane part of him. He might not do it. "Do you want to do that? Are you going to be able to do that?" asked Celeste. Ron curled the index knuckle of his fist to his lips and then brought it to his chin. "Contractually, yes, I can do that. I'm bound for 30 days. They'll be pissed as hell, and some people will be hurt, and Margaret Bring the Donuts will do a happy dance, but I could do it." Celeste smiled. "But are you able to do it?" Ron smiled back. "Now that's the question, isn't it?" Ron sucked long on the straw in the drink. Then he got up to take Keats out. "It's $30,000 more a year," he said. Celeste felt shock. $30,000 was what she would be making this year.